This is Adventure Public Radio.
Hello, mortals, and welcome to Adventure Public Radio, bringing you stories on the ground from the realm of Midgard, and I'm Terry the Bard. These three have made a habit of escaping death, and now from prison. Good thing, too, because I don't think Bjornheim would fare very well without their intervention. They must now do all they can to reveal and thwart Michael Axmal's plan to bring the fury of the Jotun Giants upon the city.
Okay, so Zach would normally say, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yes, you usually do.
I usually do. But before that, it's been like 3 months since we played.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot has changed.
Yes.
For everybody. Jason's a business owner.
Yes, he is.
Christian is overworked and underpaid. Maybe not underpaid. I don't know.
I get paid just fine.
He don't fucking look like he's overpaid. Underpaid.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, look so handsome. Zach, you have lost about a human's worth of weight. You look great, sexy, very buff.
I'm trying.
I have bought a house.
Yes.
And gotten my girlfriend pregnant.
Yes.
And found out we're having a
penis,
boy.
Right?
With my penis.
Yes.
Found out we're having a boy. And this is not a joke. The leading name that is very likely going to be his name is Sebastian.
Fuck yes, Joe.
Yeah, boy.
Holy shit.
Only partially after my D&D character.
You can tell
him. Yeah. So
no,
good.
Listen, I need to call him Sebastian.
Yeah.
Just so I can say, hey, Bastion,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Legitimately, that's what we told her son. That when we refer to the baby, we always say Sebi. Like, so very likely... My child's name is going to be named after this bear. So just think about that. When you go to kill him inevitably, as he's laying, dying on the floor.
You're killing Joe's future child.
Yes.
This is the worst play you could do to me.
I know. I've been thinking about this for weeks. Telling you.
Zach, I just want you to know, when I have a kid, his name will be syphilis. So just think about
that. Oh, jeez.
That is what you currently have.
Yeah, man. I got fucking check up all clear, baby.
That's not fair. It's not fair. I can't care about your characters like that. But that's amazing, Joe. And
thank
congratulations.
You.
Congratulations to everybody at the table. It's good to see all of you again. Let's get back into this.
All right.
As I sweat my
Let's
water.
Let's fuck this shit up. Also, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you guys can remember, you went down to the Hive. Bastion ended up going to the bar, getting himself a drink, and meeting some friendly bear folk, as most of you have. But you, Syphilis, decided to go to the dark and dirty table in the corner and start playing cards with a couple gentlemen. And I think they're hip to your shit, as you asked just a couple too many questions. And basically, Bastion and Carl, I think both of you are at the bar at this time.
Yeah.
And you can hear the sounds of swords being drawn from the corner. And then Syphilis already has both of his swords out. You know, dagger in one hand, rapier in the other. And we are going to roll for initiative.
Oh, boy. Oh, get us right into it. Goddamn.
Yes, I am.
Just another long series of rolling terribly on initiative rolls.
25 to 20.
Jason got a 20.
You mean Carl got a 20.
Carl got a 20.
Carl got a 20. Well, Jason got a 20. Carl is... What's the adjective form of initiative?
I don't know.
Is initiated.
Carl is initiated.
He's ready to go. He's all right, I got you. So, all right. 20 to 15. Nothing. Okay. 15 to 10.
10.
Okay, Sif. Where you go? There you go.
Ain't half bad.
And what did you get, my friend?
Got a five.
Atta boy.
Big
back
five.
At it. Back at it. Back at it. Okay, let me add this real quick to my initiative tracker.
Now, the fun part of the game is how is that going to fuck up the initiative like he does every time?
That is
all right,
very
okay,
unfair.
Okay, so first up to bat, Bastion. All right, you ready to go?
Or how much is Jason going to delay combat because he's going first and doesn't know what to do?
Yeah, that's true. Wait, what do you mean? You always Ray of Sickness.
you can always delay.
So paint the situation for me, Zach, a little
more. So imagine a busy bar full of bear folk, all enjoying various amounts of mead, and this table that's off to the left in the corner, which you guys are probably about 30 feet away. You can see that there are four people kind of in dark clothing and obvious, like, bad dudes hanging out in here playing cards. And now kind of standing at the bottom of the table underneath of it, with both arms as Sif, wielding weapons at each other.
Okay, so it's like 4v1, Sif's yes. there, and me and Bastion are across the room. Yes. We're looking at this like, I guess we got to fucking deal with this.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to... I think my instinct is we can't really let this fight get out of hand because we're in a fucking bar.
Yeah.
So I am going to web.
Web that whole corner.
Well, I'm gonna web, and even if it gets Christian, I'm just gonna web the whole table.
Yeah,
like centered on the region that the fight is taking place in.
All right, so it's in this corner, so you have plenty of anchor points to it. It is a dex save for me, correct?
Yes, dex 15.
Okay,
that's a brilliant move, Jay. Like legit, I think that's the most clever use you've had of that so far.
Thank you. My alternative was sleep, but that seemed less.
I like the idea of sleep. I think it's so hard to use in practice.
Of course, I rolled a 6.
Oh, shit.
So that is not enough.
Sticky,
so
they are all sticky way up. I have to roll one, right, too?
Yes, you do.
What is it? Dexterity?
Dex 15.
I'm Gucci.
Well, perfect.
I can't. It's so good to hear you clank a dice in that tray. I really enjoyed that sonically. Yeah.
Especially when I roll high, baby.
So you... Whoosh, a web all over these guys, and they are held. What is it specifically held for?
On a failed save, the creature is restrained as long as it remains in the web or until it breaks free.
Oh, well, no shit. Okay. Well, unfortunately, it is their turn. what is the DC that I have to beat? And it's an action to break out. Am I wrong?
A creature restrained by the webs can use its action to make a strength check against your spell save DC. If it succeeds, it is no longer restrained. My spell save DC is the same as the spell, right? Okay, so just 15.
15, okay. So I'm going to roll this quickly. Natural 1.
Are we well rested and everything, right?
Yes, you are. One of them rolls a 12, which is going to break them out. Total. Natural 20. So 2. And the last one is stuck. So two of them seem to take those daggers and start cutting them their way out. And I guess they're just going to flank Syphilis, but they're not.
Wait, we are not well rested.
You're not.
We fought Michael. It's been like a couple hours.
Oh, my apologies. Yes, you're not well rested.
Oh, it's only been a couple hours?
Yeah.
Nobody took damage other than me, though, I don't think.
Yeah,
I think
that was my last second level spell slot.
I only have one first level spell slot.
My bad, guys. It has been too long for me to remember
that. No, it's okay. I just want to.
No, yep. Very good. Sif, you are up. You have two men that are not in the webbing and two that are. You are also in a public place, and you know that murder is wrong. Go ahead. Don't let me influence your decision or anything. But
I think I'm just going to try to appeal to him. Like, listen, I don't know how this got blown out of proportion, man. I'm a criminal. I'm wanted. All right? I'm on the level.
Just an innocent criminal. Right?
But if you want to start something, I can finish it.
Ooh. I like this. Go ahead and roll me intimidation with advantage since they are all covered in Carl's sticky web.
Mm-hmm. That was a 5.
Oh, boy.
Okay. It doesn't seem like they are perturbed by this, or deterred by this.
Perturbed. Deterred is better.
Deterred, what is it?
I mean, deter means like to say.
Deterred, right?
Perturbed is like bothered by something.
Right, yeah.
And deterred is to convince not to do something. I guess we would say like, divert it from their course of action.
Right. Yeah, sorry, they don't seem deterred.
I just talked about this in the car. Like, I should stop doing that. Sorry.
I like it. It's a part of the pod now.
It's a secondary character on the show. Yeah. Joe's pedantry.
And it's such a gut reaction.
You're my spell check.
Oh, boy.
It's fine. They seem still apt to get at you. Bastion.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking along the same route. I'm going to take Scrotar. I'm not even going to put my shield on. I'm going to leave my... I imagine I dropped some of my stuff as I was sitting having a drink. I pick up Scrotar's stick, and I walk over to like the closest table nearby. And I bring my Warhammer down on the table and just kind of shout, fucking stop it.
All right. I love it. Give me an intimidation.
Sure. I don't know what that voice was. I haven't done his voice.
You better be Southern.
Yeah.
He's a Southern bear.
Fucking stop it.
Fucking knock it off. It's been months. I rolled a 9.
You rolled a 9. Bro, Joe.
That's plus 6.
So you slam this table with your Warhammer and poof, you leave like an indent of the head of the hammer in it.
Yeah.
And they are still, I would say they're still going to be a little shook by it, but they are still angry at Sif. Carl.
I'm going to third level charm person.
Oh.
Okay, because I charm three people?
Yeah.
Do I have advantage because they are...
We're in combat, yes.
We're in combat now?
Okay, I forgot
just,
about
just
that.
Just to keep you on the level before you spend it.
I didn't even know you had third level spell slots.
I mean, the odds that we don't get a rest of some kind coming up soon-ish is like, I don't know, pretty low. I'll burn the slot.
All right, let's go for it.
Even with disadvantage, likely to get one of them, and then they're going to be all weird and confused. Like, hey, bud, what are you talking about? These guys are
okay. What's the DC?
That is wisdom 15.
Okay. One fails.
Oh, nice.
Another fails.
Nice. What? No fucking way.
All three fail.
No.
I'm never using Google to roll dice again. This is awful.
Oh my goodness.
So all three.
With advantage?
Yes. Yes.
What? Why are you using Google when we have D&D Beyond?
Good Lord. Because we can't see him.
Oh.
I also I forgot to like log into that. So I've been just using this because it's here.
Holy cow.
That was terrible rolls.
That's wild.
Well, I needed over a 15. Between six rolls, and it never happened.
God. That's insane. Absolutely.
I feel like a dog who just caught a car. I have no idea what to do with these men. I've just conscribed to my servants.
Yeah. So, Sif, you're watching as they're like, you're holding weapons out to them, and you can see three of their eyes kind of glaze over with like a light green coming around it, and they kind of just chill a little bit. And then there's one that's just super angry, like ready to stab at you, and. He's like looking at his fellas. He's like, come on. He's ready. He's right here. It is our turn. If you don't have anything else to do, Carl.
No, that was my that's my fucking Hail Mary. Holy shit.
It fucking worked, unfortunately for me. So this one that is very... Do I get to make a save every turn? Or is it just...
I don't think so. I think they're charmed by him for an hour,
okay,
right?
Let's clarify.
And unless he does... like. Takes an action to hurt them or something, I believe.
I think you are correct.
I think so too.
Which is really unfortunate.
Fails is charmed by you until the spell ends or until your companions do anything harmful to it.
Okay. Well,
charmed creature regards you as friendly acquaintance. When the spell ends, the creature knows it was charmed by you. So I'm not like mind controlling them.
No.
They just are friendly to me
now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can remember from who was it? Who was at the boat that you messed with?
Brian?
Yeah.
Or was it Brian? One of them was Brian.
One of them was Brian. I don't know if
Fisher?
He had a name. Fisher.
Fisher,
I think
it
was Fisher.
Right.
Yeah.
Fisher's the one.
Yeah.
All right. So you have Fisher, these three bandits that are standing here. And they're like, oh, well, this web around me. I don't know what this is about. Oh, hey, Carl. It's good to see you. Like, all these, hey, Carl's here.
I like that it's part of the spell that they get to know his name.
Yeah. Why not? And so the one is like, come on. And then he sees that like they have been obviously charmed in some way. And he's like trying to shake them out of it. But he slowly begins to sheath his weapons, seeing that he doesn't have any help. He's like, we got to get him. He's like, no, that's Carl's friend. Like, we're not gonna hurt him. This is all cool. This is just a misunderstanding.
I still have my movement. So, well, I guess it's their turn.
Are we out of combat?
Yeah, we are completely out of combat.
Yeah, okay. I guess he sheathed his weapon. I saunter over. Hey, bud. Let's let bygones be bygones. You know. So what did Sif do anyway?
So he's like, I don't even remember. Like, all I can remember is just like being friends with you, and this is unfortunate.
Yeah, we're all having a good time here. Why don't we sit down and play another game of cards? And let's just you know. Really have a nice kumbaya little powwow around this table. Play some cards.
Okay. I think
Bastion's weirded out enough that he just goes back to drinking. Like he's just gonna
let it go.
All right, you know, this is kind of your thing, Carl. I'm gonna be over here. Holla if you need me, buddy. I'll see you later.
You don't wanna join with our new friends?
No, this is weird. I don't know what happened in your dark magic scares.
What's weird about it? They're not mind controlled. They're just
you covered men in weird earmuffs, please, men. But okay, three. Four,
I pantomimed earmuffs over my own ears.
You covered them in weird sticky webs, and then they're like, "Cool, let's hang out." And they know your name. How do they know your name, Carl?
It's just part of the spell.
Okay. This is fucking weird and a little scary. Do you mind control me? Is that why I love you?
No.
Okay.
As far as I know, I've never done that to you.
Okay. That wasn't very convincing. I'm going to go over here and drink and mind control myself in a kind of different way.
Yeah.
I'll be over here. thing of guns.
Okay. I'm gonna play with my new puppets.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So while this is happening, the people that are all in the bar see you web them over, and then all of a sudden they're all kind of charmed. Like, oh wow, he really handled that, you know, nice and kind. You know, nobody got hurt. But he's like, that's how we treat people in Bjornheim. He handled it. Generally, the raucous is starting to slow down as the men are starting to help each other cut free. The one who is not charmed is looking like daggers at you, like, I don't know what you did to them. And like, was like, fucking, like, he's cussing to himself.
I kind of tell the man, I'm like, listen, I wouldn't mess with him, man. I seen him make a man throw up till he died and shit his own intestines out.
Listen, okay, we'll talk, I guess. So this is really freaking weird.
I know.
Guys, snap out of it. Get over it. No. Come on. We're playing cards with Carl. Come on. Grab a hand.
Hey, look, I'll get around the beer for us, all right? No harm, no foul.
Yeah, well, you sit down and, you know, starting to deal cards. They're starting to warm up to you weirdly. And the one is still like very weirded out as all these other people know your name all of a sudden. Sif, do you go get drinks?
Yeah, I go get a couple drinks. Yeah.
Okay. You get a couple frosty mugs of mead. We'll say that's over the time. It'll probably be a gold for all the drinks you're drinking today.
Yeah, okay, we can do that.
No, it won't be too bad. So what do you ask these people?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know where to go with this beyond sitting down and playing cards with it. Like, what is our use of these guys?
Like, I'm going to go get beers. So I'll come back with them, and I'll be like, Carl, here for you, sir. Okay, here you go. Here's some beers. Oh,
thanks. Carl, your friend is really nice. And the one who's like not, like, he just like takes the mead very slowly and like looks at both of you.
Hey, look, man, look, no hard feelings. There's no reason to be weird about this, okay? Carl's just a very charismatic individual. People like him. They know him everywhere.
Get him making friends, you know? So.
Listen, I'm only here because I don't want to get... He looks at all of his friends like that. So
they're still themselves. You have no reason to.
What can I do to make you guys go away and forget that this ever happened?
Well, look, we're just looking for work. We want to get involved in whatever you were talking about earlier, you know?
He's like looking around. And the other guys are like, yeah, tell him, Holger, tell him.
I mean, you can see that we can handle ourselves. I mean, listen, I don't want to lie, but you were like 2 seconds away from getting your ass woofed, probably get killed or something.
Work. Yeah, sure. What kind of work you do?
Man, little this or little that, you know. Like, Carl, he's just like a man about magic, you know. I mean, he's killed people.
Sure. I believe it. I believe it. He's sitting there looking at his friends who are all just like sitting with their elbows on the table and hands like just looking at Carl and admiring his features.
I mean, to be honest, he scares me a lot.
I mean, you no harm personally. It's just Bjornheim, you know, there's been some stirrings of some maybe some sinister stuff going on. And we're just trying to, you know, ensure the safety of Bjornheim.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
like, you know, he means like liberated from, you know, this tyrannical rule of bears.
Looks to the left, looks to the right. I saw you guys with the bear. All right, I know he's your friend.
No, he's one of the good ones.
Jeez. We can't go to that one every time.
No. We have already gone down to that well before.
I know, but like, what else is he going to say? A bunch of shitty ruffians, you know?
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, they haven't heard it before.
All right. Yes, we've been working for Michael Axmall. You know, we've been doing some questionable things, you know, trying to get some expanding the territory out here, trying to make sure that makes it easier for the next guys to come in. But I don't know what else you want me to do, but I would like to walk away from this table.
Hey, you really kind of spilled your guts there, man.
I mean, I'm not trying to be like these fucks.
I mean, I wasn't suspicious of you until just now when you said all that.
You could just tell, like, he's just frightened that he came from a place of control and now is under the subject of no control whatsoever, and he's never had to deal with this before.
He's really off his
out
of his element now.
Yes.
So what did you do to, like, get it ready? I mean, like, we just wanted to be part of the action, you know, or at least, like, know about the action.
So what did we do? Well, we've been hired to go to villages and, you know, maybe plant some stuff that would upset the people here. And then we'd have the right to go there and possibly pillage it. And then it would all look like it was okay. And we've done quite a bit of that. We've got a straight away right from the north. They can come right in here if we really wanted them to.
So, that's your thing? You're like into the whole giant thing?
Well, they pay well. Well, at least for now. Until they say they'll give us a spot, you know, and they'll give us some protection.
Do you think, like, giants are, like, straight up, like, they're going to not lie to you and, like, just kill you and treat you like a slave?
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to be around for it. I plan on going south anyway. Fuck this place. Like you said, bears and shit.
Yeah.
Seems like you're trying to get your payout and get out.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do what we can for money, and then when it's too dangerous, we'll leave.
There's going to be a point where you can't leave anymore. They're just going to keep coming.
Yeah, it feels like I'm at that point right now. feels real bad.
Well, I mean, if you want, you can just leave. We'll hang out with the other boys and play some water poker.
Every time you guys are playing hands of poker as this is going, it's like, oh, Carl, you win. Carl, you win. You just get the ante in, and he's like, do you have anything? No, I don't really have anything. I don't want to win anyway. Carl's just such a great guy.
So I like that I'm making more money. We're going to suss out how much money I'm making. Yeah. Making more money than Sif would have cheating.
Yeah, this is fair. Yeah, and I'm like noticing this, and I'm just folding every single hand. Like,
but,
I fold.
But the problem is, since they're just like, oh, Carl's, nobody's betting anymore. You're just getting
yeah, you're just getting a bunch of antis.
Yeah, you should get like 3 gold every game.
But yeah, Michael's he's been paying us pretty well, and promised us, you know, some security after the Jotun come. And well, it's worth, it's a life.
Well, did you know that Michael's dead?
Say what now?
Yeah, we killed him earlier.
Oh my god!
All right. So this guy who's in like leathers and looked like a rough dude, you know, had some scabs over his face and stuff, is pale and getting paler as you say that. You fucking offed him?
Yeah, we killed him. That's why I thought it was so weird that you tried to fight me, because I was like, did this guy not know that we just fucking totally killed Michael Axemall?
Yeah, just a few hours ago.
And he's looking at his friends and they're like, yeah, I mean, Carl's fucking up the best wizard ever.
Yeah, I mean, he is pretty sweet.
Wait, Carl's fucking the best wizard ever?
No, what? Carl is the fucking best wizard ever. Oh. We got the nickname for him. It's Sweet Carl.
Man, and so he is very, very pale, and you could see he's trembling. His glass is trembling against the counter. He's like, okay, so. Yeah, maybe I barked up the wrong tree here. What can I do to make this go away? You can have my friends. They look like they're happy to be here. I'll just go. You know,
Whoa. You're not going to go yet. Just tell us, when you're expecting your friends to come in, and maybe from, like, what part? Like, are they coming from a certain area, certain time?
Yeah.
Remember, we killed Michael Axemall. Like, you would be like nothing. You'd be like sneezing and going,
yeah, you're
Gesundheit,
right.
You know?
Not worth your fucking time. No, definitely not worth killing. So they're coming from the Reaching Mountains. All right. It's going to be, it's a long trip. It's going to be a couple months at least. But with the help of Michael Axemall and some of the Vargrikes, we can maybe make it happen a little faster. But
I guess that'd be kind of delayed, you know? Considering the recent demise of Michael Axemall.
Yeah, you keep reminding me of it. I haven't forgotten. But yes, it's going to be a couple months from now. I can't imagine this is a big setback now. Now that Michael's not opening the door for him. But I imagine they'll probably hit Gloam and Crag first and then come down here. So can I leave now? And
I stand up, I walk over to him, and I look him in the eye, and I say, what was his name?
Holger. He said it once.
Yeah. Holger, you're free to leave whenever you want. And I shake his hand, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and I cast Charm Person on him.
It's a concentration spell.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It is.
I'm looking at it. It doesn't have the C next to it.
I think it is.
Hold on.
Are you sure?
Duration, 1 hour. There's no anything about...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, duration's 1 hour. Hey. Doesn't say...
I am so happy to not know the rules sometimes. Yeah. That was really fun.
I thought,
yeah, it's not a concentration spell at all.
I cannot believe that.
Yo, Jason, that's badass.
That's the most badass thing Carl's ever done.
That was the most badass thing that anybody's ever done.
That was the coolest thing
I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
Hold on, roll the saving throw first before we decide.
Oh shit. Sorry guys. Yeah.
But you don't have advantage on it anymore.
I definitely don't. I rolled a 13. That's not enough.
No, it's not.
So I rolled a 13.
Oh my God.
And your fucking best line ever delivered went through. Please take inspiration because that was fucking
amazing. That was the coolest thing anybody's ever done.
I'm so happy with that.
And you shake his hand, right? And you're clapping on the shoulder and he's looking at you and he just starts smiling slowly. He's like, I don't really want to leave, Carl.
Oh my God.
Gosh, this is really fun.
That was the coolest thing.
He's really great, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's the best wizard ever.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Master of reality, Carl V-Rex.
Yes. Shit. Okay. Holger sits down, starts playing cards with you guys. I don't know what else you'd want to do with these people. They are all at your whims for at least the next 45 minutes.
I think we're just like going to try to milk them for all the information that we can.
Okay.
Also, what we're going to try to do is have them buy us food and drinks.
Do you guys want to let me know that this is happening? Because I have a little thing I can add to that.
Yeah, we'd probably just call you over at some point, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get up and say, a moment, gentlemen. I'll be right back. I have a companion I need to speak with.
Do you just fill me in, Jay?
Yeah, I just fill you in, like, Batch, and you're not going to fucking believe what I just put on. I don't even know where to fucking take it. I feel like I'm, like, the life of the party now, and it's like, what do I do next? So I got all four of those guys over there. I fucking charmed them.
The same thing you did to the fisher on the boat?
Yeah, all four of them.
All four of them. Your dark magic has grown at such an unhealthy, horrifying rate. But are you saying those were Michael's men?
Yes.
I'm literally going to run as fast as I can, which is not very fast, and go get Johanna Honeyhair and let her, you know, most important person in this town, hear everything they have to say.
Yeah.
Hold on. And I stop in the middle of a conversation and start sprinting out, and I go and retrieve her.
And you hear a couple guys, hey, Baz, where are you going?
I'll be back.
And then... As soon as he left, I said, gentlemen, I have an exciting business opportunity for you. And then I try to sell them on a pyramid scheme to sell deceased people's goods.
Belongings.
Yeah.
So...
Oh my God.
Pillaged belongings.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's not a real business. It's just something that I'm lying to them to get them to invest their money with me while they're charmed.
Okay, so you are not the charm target, but you are Carl's friend.
Yeah.
So I will allow a roll.
Deception because I'm lying, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you deception.
It'd be a 19.
Okay. I'm just gonna roll against you one just to see if I get anything going. I rolled a 5. This is the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
And so you get a couple people
best day of mine.
A couple people slide a couple gold your way. You end up getting about 10 gold from the group of them, investing in it. You know, that sounds like a great, you know, we never tried that, Holger. We never tried selling it to other people. You know, you're right. You know, we always kept it.
Sif won't lead you astray. I've been following his investment advice for years, and it's really paid off.
You know what? If Carl likes it, we should really invest. Yeah,
I think you probably should invest a little bit more, specifically because you know it's going to go to sweet Carl. Like, I share with all my homies.
Around this time.
Yeah, I'm his upstream, so, you know. It's
Johanna starts walking in, and you hear like the gasps of people. Oh, Miss Honey here is here. Oh, she here. Oh man, hey, Johanna, you know, and they're all greeting her in, and she's kind of got a security with her, which number one is Orson.
I was about to say, is Orson there? Because yeah. I wanted to grab him too, but yeah.
Orson is escorting her as you come in here and you're pointing them across the bar, and they quickly start grabbing them. And you see Orson kind of wave a couple more bear folk in armor that come and start grabbing these guys.
I'm like, all right, before you touch them though, Carl has used some kind of Archmagus Dark magic on them. And they will spill the guts. So before you harm them, which could interrupt this dark casting, get them to tell them everything they told you, Carl.
I just want to say, I give them a wink and say, Johanna or whoever the guards are. Mm-hmm. These men are not. They'll go freely. We don't need to roughhouse. They're here as friends. Let's.
And very quickly say everything you just said to Carl. About what's going to happen as fast as humanly possible, if you please.
Okay. And then in the next three minutes.
Yeah, propeller, you know, wipe or whatever. What's it called? Like a
star wipe.
You see Orson pull up a chair and sit backwards on it and in front of them.
Hey guys, let's just wrap.
Now tell me everything you just said to him. And we wipe off to them all spilling their guts and then ending. And Carl is an amazing wizard. And... isn't it just great? And Orson's like face is like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know, the heaviness of it is getting to him. He is a great wizard. He is.
He's watching these puppets like talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. Just wow, droning on stuff. And off.
Carl's in the back just like pulling strings.
Pulling strings.
And Orson's like, I just love making friends, and you guys have been great.
This is very, very good information, Carl. Thank you. I'm gonna lock these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think that's a smart call, Orson. We just wanted to get you in here for the important bits. Thank you for coming so quick. I heard the Gloaming Crag and I was like, oh no, we're gonna let Orson know.
That's not good.
Yeah, just so you know, Orson, I was part of this deal too, you know, like I just want you to know I'm not like whatever, you know, you might have seen something in the streets maybe saying I was a criminal. I don't think that's true.
You know, sometimes you got to bend the law a little bit, especially for people that want to do the right thing.
Oh, that's all right. I'm trying to save the world, baby.
You see, as Orson, I didn't whistle, and a couple guards come over and start whisking these guys away, and they quickly start to break this spell as they're getting like kind of shoved around. Oh, we'll see you later, Carl. You motherfucker! And he's running towards you, and like, but they're getting held back, and he's like, "No, no, no, not here."
I'll write to you in prison.
And Carl's flipping them the double bird, but it's a triple bird since it's him.
Yeah, it's very good. As these men are escorted out, you guys are left in the hive. What are your plans for the rest of the day? Is there anything you wanted to do?
I probably should have some. I mean, if I have any family, I'll go see them. I don't need a scene or anything, but that's where I would like to spend my evening. If check in with my boys, check in with Ludwig, go back to the boat, check in with all of them.
Okay.
And then after that, just go see any family that are in town.
Yeah. As you're going to check in with Ludwig, he seems like he is working hard on trying to shore up where Michael has let things go.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps trying to reinstate like what the Cree of the First Flame was and trying to bring that back to what, bring us back to glory instead of this kind of semi-militant group.
Sure.
When you go back to the boat, Mike is enjoying himself on this island. He seems like he has been eating nothing but biscuits and muffins and other baked goods. He is just laid out drinking all types of mead. This fucking place is great. You know, he's talking to you about it. He's just enjoying himself. Everyone at the boat is, again, having a good time and great. Being invited into places for dinner.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure the freemen were cool.
I'm going to disperse my winnings. What did I win from?
Let's find out.
I was just going to ask how much money did Carl make?
Really freaking high. I bet you I'll roll. All right. So I'm going to do 1d10 times 1d4. Of course. Why wouldn't it be 27?
Okay,
27 gold pieces.
How many crewmates do we have? Six?
Seven total.
Seven. Okay. So I
have seven crew.
Six regular plus one nasty boy drunk Mike.
I was just going to give him four gold apiece.
Okay. I think they're pretty happy with that. I think that's going to boost their morale, you know, just to see that you're happy to share some winnings with them. Everyone is taking their the take.
Also from our spelunking, or not spelunking, that's...
Yeah, we gave him money from that.
We gave him money not that long ago when we went onto the ship. Yeah, that was... I think we had 25 gold to split between them or something like that.
Yeah, and I think we did do that. Yeah, so they have been paid decently. I mean, 30 gold is a good amount of wages for...
Yeah.
People that don't go fighting
probably
all these
never
crazy
had
things.
That money before ever. Probably.
Yeah, no, definitely not ever have that much money before. You guys are paying what you've said you would.
Oh, yeah.
And they are definitely going to be loyal for that.
And like Captain Syphilis is like, you know, giving him a nice rousing speech. And he's like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. He's like, you stick with us, you'll be rich. You'll be rich beyond words.
But most importantly, an exciting life on the seas.
That's right, Carl. That's sweet right. Carl.
Perfect.
You should have seen him today. He was amazing.
Anything else guys want to do?
I would have spent some time going around town and finding the wanted posters of mine and drawing mustaches on them so it doesn't look like me.
That's pretty good.
That's phenomenal.
Very good. Yeah, you do find a couple and you run over and start scribbling on it.
Yeah, like one I put like an eye patch on, maybe like scrape out a teeth, you know, like, like I'm missing one.
Yeah, it's funny because you ever get caught and it's like, I don't have a mustache. I'm not missing any teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Carl, you have anything?
I need to rest.
Sure.
I don't know if I can like go to a spa or something and call that a long rest.
Sure. All right. But we can bed down for the day. Yeah. That's not a problem.
Is there is there any like shops where maybe we could cure some like goods, maybe magical stuff, like a alchemy shop, something?
I also just remembered it's been a while, but yeah, I have Michael Axmall's full plate that I want to have
retrofitted.
Okay. What time is it roughly?
Let's say it's around 4 in the afternoon.
Okay. I want to get my book back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Your book disappeared when the guards gave you your bag back.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
How do I go about finding that?
I mean, talk to the guards who had it, I guess. I don't know.
I go back to the guards, I guess, at the prison.
All right.
Sif, you want to tag along?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
Sif, I really want to get that book back. It's like screaming in my head, calling to me. I need to go get it back.
Like you can hear it in your brain, or like that's like a figure of speech.
Not literally hear it. It's like a bad itch. It's like a tick. I gotta go get this book.
I get that. I had the bad itch one time in my life. You know.
Yeah.
Gotta pulse this.
Took care of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulse this. I love it. Okay. You guys end up back at the jail. And you can see as Clive, the guard there that you have a great relationship with now, is locking away those bandits that are in there, the mercenaries. And he's like, y'all stay good now. Don't get roughhousing, especially you. And you see that Holger has a really big black eye that apparently he has deserved some sort of punishment. He's like, all right. And he's, as they see you come in, they all start cussing in there. And he's like, y'all settle down. Carl, nice to see you. What can I help you with?
Hey, so when I was briefly incarcerated here and finally liberated, I was given back my possessions, but I am missing one very important one, a book. Do you have any recollection of such an item?
Well, I'll be right back. You can see he goes through this kind of corridor and goes into another room. You can hear him rummaging through things and asking about, like, hey, did you see a book in here? And going through, probably about 5 minutes go by. He's like, I'm real sorry, Carl. I don't see any book in here.
VS is a verbal is?
Verbal somatic.
Okay, somatic is what?
Hand gestures.
Okay. I turn around and sort of, I shouldn't turn around and face away from the mic. I like turn around and look around the jail like I'm looking like, oh, where could my book possibly be? And I cast Detect Magic.
Okay. So I imagine Detect Magic, you kind of just like a sonar, like a wave goes around and
you can kind of
have a look of everything.
It's like magic x-ray, right?
Yeah magic x-ray. I like that.
Yeah, any item glows. And I think it seems, for the duration, you sense the presence of magic within 30 feet. You sense magic in this way. You can use your action to see a faint aura around any visible creature or object in the area that bears magic, and you learn the school of magic, if any. Spell can penetrate most barriers, but it's blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal.
Okay, so you are in this kind of not a hut, but it is stone. But you can see there are some magical items in that box. Nothing that kind of looks like a book. I think before we could say you could, like an airport security, you could kind of see what the shape was. You're not seeing a book in there.
Mm-hmm.
I will burn this place to the ground.
hey, look, is it Clive?
Yeah, it's Clive.
Now, look, this book is really important to my friend Carl.
Mm-hmm, I believe him.
This is a family heirloom.
Yes.
Passed down from, like, bird to bird to bird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's very important.
I take pride in my work. I would never want to lose I don't lose items like that.
Well, what do we think happened to it? I mean, it was with all the other stuff. Did perhaps somebody come and take a look at the goods?
No, not under my watch. Ain't nobody get out of here under my watch.
Well, that's interesting. How did it disappear?
I mean, we were doing some distracting shenanigans when we were incarcerated, so you may have fallen victim to that.
Y'all were doing a play. That was different.
Oh, yeah, that was our...
Which I think I named in the moment, Help, I've Been Murdered.
I totally forgot what a fucking fiasco that was. That was such a good...
I rolled a natural 20 to convince him, though, so he believed it.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, I know. I didn't forget.
Do you know where Ludwig went?
Yeah, Ludwig's, I think he's in the Sanctum of the First Flame.
Had Ludwig been around?
Not that I noticed. Hey, was Ludwig here? No, he wasn't here. No, see? Ludwig wasn't here.
Did Jason have two books?
He had a spell book and that
book. No, because he had one that we found from Shawl, and he got one from Ludwig. Did he have both, and are both gone?
I don't think he had both. I don't think he kept both.
I thought he did.
Yeah, I think I was reading one of Ludwig's books.
Yeah, when we first met him when he was still icy.
Yes.
You read that? I think you asked to keep it, and I think you did.
I think he did, too. I'm pretty sure that he had the two.
Okay, well...
We could just say they're gone. It's fine.
We can say at least that book was not the same book that I am looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think he's been kind of working on the one.
Yeah, it's a good
one. So maybe it's two different ones. Okay.
Well, he could have read Ludwig's. I don't know. Whatever. It's fine.
We'll get through this. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm real sorry, Mr. Carl and Ms. Syphilis. I don't know where it went, but I'll put a lookout for it.
I'd really appreciate that. I'll be back.
Can I get a small description?
It looked like it was made out of skin, right?
Yeah,
it did look like skin.
Yeah,
it's your typical book, bound in human flesh.
Oh.
what kind of human? Bear human? Humanoid bear? No!
No, human.
Oh, good.
No, I honestly don't know. It did seem to be bound in leather. It was a nice book. Pretty hefty.
Any pictures in it?
Doesn't feel very good when you open it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, psychically, doesn't feel very good to read.
Why would you want a book like that?
I've got my reasons. I don't see why.
It's his family's book. Like,
not very hospitable of you. Okay, listen. You got a creepy book. I'll keep a lookout for it.
Okay. I'll be back. I don't mean that in a threatening way. I really need this book back.
Mr. Carl, y'all have been very good to us here in Bjorn so far.
If you find anyone with like vacant stares and bad nightmares, that might be a good place to look.
Well, thank you. I'll keep a lookout.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And he goes back to his... Y'all settle down in there. And he goes back to the jail cells. Anything else?
Like I said, other than doing some shopping. Good.
All right.
I was about to ask, is that box of magical items unattended?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. See, guys,
but
I get it.
I lost my lockpick, so I do need to go buy one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's true. I don't know where you're going to buy them. Maybe you could talk to those dirtbags in the cell. But...
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, fuck you. You guys end up... at the best store that Bjornheim has to offer.
Did they collect me before going there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, bashing you with them. You go to the Bare Necessities. Because, nice. Of course, why not? That's a great name. Well done.
Shopping montage.
We'll try to make this as quick as possible. So you see the main person here is a bear folk named Dudley. Dudley Softball. And he seems to own a wide variety of things and obviously bear necessities. And also he has a blacksmith shop called The Right to Bear Arms.
You old dad piece of shit.
Dudley says, "Welcome to the Bear Necessities. How can I help y'all?" He starts rubbing his paws together.
Oh, hey, Dudley. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Is that you, Bastion?
How you doing?
I knew your mother.
I might know your brother. Is your brother Clive?
My brother is Clive.
What?
He's a good man, isn't he?
Well, Yes, yes.
That's the right answer.
Unequivocally, yes. We've had no interactions with him that were negative. That might have been a lie.
Yeah, hey, that's okay.
It's nice to see you, Dudley. I'm actually going to go to the right of bare arms. You're rubbing off on me in my voice, Zach.
Hey, I like that. I like that. It's silky and smooth. What can I help you two gentlemen with?
Well, right off the bat, anybody around here with a creepy book?
That's a very leading question that requires further follow-up questions. But short answer, no. Nobody's okay. Been through here with a book.
Yeah, all right.
We don't believe in books around here, Carl.
I got this book I lost, and I need it back in just the worst way.
Well, if I do come across one, maybe someone selling it to me or something, I'll get a hold of you, I guess.
Appreciate it.
You're Carl, you said?
Carl B. Rex. Carl.
And what is your name, short sir?
Oh, it's Syphilis Bus Bubble. Nice to meet you, Dudley.
That's a dirty name. I like it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a little dirty where I come from.
I see that. What can I help y'all gentlemen with?
Well, I'm a journeyman locksmith, so I recently lost one of my lock picks.
Sure.
And I need to reacquire one.
Oh, hmm. Lock picks are usually not sold in these kind of establishments. You'd probably have to go in some sort of an alley, but
Well, Dudley, I believe that sometimes people use these for good means, like if someone gets locked out of their house. Or someone, breaks, the lock of their, mom's, jewelry case or something. I don't know. It's a stretch. I know. I'm just trying to talk it up.
Yeah. I'm getting what you're picking up. Okay. I might have a set for you. Let me go on back here. You see, he's, kind of walks behind, this large desk. Or not large. Large, counter that has all kinds of different potions, all kinds of different components, spell components, and just regular things that you would need on an adventure. He's like, yeah, I can get you a whole little set here, of course, for good reason, right?
I would never do anything nefarious or anything criminal.
No, not you. That'll cost you about 20 gold pieces.
Okay. That sounds okay.
Yeah, you look like you're good for it. Well, you, my feathery friend, do you need anything other than a creepy old book?
Man, I really need that book, and I scratch my neck and kind of like a fiendish kind of way.
Oh, Jesus!
I think he might have psoriasis or something. Since he has this scratch that he can't itch. Do you have anything for that?
I keep plucking my feathers out.
Might have some poultices if you want.
Remember, I told you when I had it, I got the poultice right now.
I'll take a little bit of that.
Sounds good. I'll add it to the bill. Well, if you are looking for something, to help with your occupations, as you guys are all carrying weapons and you're walking with a staff, and I imagine that Percival's always there, so he's flying around on your shoulder or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you just remind me. I've been riding around Mason this entire time.
Fuck me.
Oh, good job, Zach. I forgot about him. It's been too long. Sorry, go ahead.
Every single game, I forget about him.
Me too. Yeah,
and
sorry.
He's just there.
Sorry, continue.
Yeah, all right, so Mason's parked outside?
No, I'm riding Mason. It's a place made for bears, Zach.
You're going to ride up.
You didn't take
everywhere
him,
I can.
You didn't take him into the bar. No, that was the scene at where you were like, oh, I'm going to ride him inside the dragon.
It was so weird when he was in the jail cell with us the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Joe, you are riding a horse into a store?
No. I just wanted to be funny.
I know. I'm just Jesus, where do I stop?
Jason did just make me remember that Mason exists. So he's waiting outside now. And so remember he's going to be around.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Sorry.
But if you need anything from over here, I'll be happy to help you over there as well at the right to buy your arms. So I have plenty of magical weapons. I've got some
health
potions.
Magical weapons?
Oh, you came to the right place. He starts rubbing his paws together.
Sir, please show us the way.
All right. He starts walking over to the right to bear arms. It's funny because he's wearing what you would assume is regular dress while he's in here. But when he goes to the right to bear arms, he slaps on a big apron. You know what I mean? So it's got some smudges on his arms. Now he looks like a blacksmith. And he's like, all right, what can I get you here?
It's the same guy.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
I was sort of looking up something, the price of something, and I kind of missed that dancing. They just rubbed soot on himself.
Yeah, he just made sure he looked the part. So I will go through the items that are here.
Okay.
It's called, one of them is called the Sax of the North Wind. And a sax is a Viking-like dagger. It's got a drop point to it. Instead of, it's very flat. It's very hard for me to explain. It looks mostly like a rectangle with an edge, okay? And it costs 700 gold. It is a +1 magic dagger. And you can use a bonus action to make the blade turn freezing cold, and it deals an extra 2d6 cold damage on a hit.
2d6? God dang. Yes. On a dagger?
On a dagger. Woo. And it recharges on a short rest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That makes like a one-time.
It's like a one-time big bomb.
Anchor.
You get to decide when that happens, before or after the roll.
I'm going to say...
Basically, is it a smite?
Well, on the next hit. So it's there until it hits.
Okay.
Does that make sense? That's fair.
Yeah. I just didn't know if you could decide after a crit like you can with a smite.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think that's a little much. Yeah. I mean, smites are dirty enough. All right. Next item. This one here is a sailor's knife. Basically, it is a dagger in combat, but you can also make it float, and it'll hold up to 200 pounds, keeping them buoyant on the surface of water. It's good for when bears go over the side when they had too much mead, you know? They pull out the dagger and back to the surface.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That one is, let me see, hold on, for you, 500 gold. Next item, a large bandolier of daggers.
What?
This one here has...
Bandolier?
Bandolier?
Nope.
It's part of the show. Bandolier of the elements, it's called.
No, I think it's a bandolier.
Bandolier sounds really fancy.
Sweet,
that's
sweet.
What it is when you have daggers.
It's got fancy lace like embroidered.
I was just going to say that's like a gun that shoots out doilies.
Yeah.
So you see there are 6 daggers in here. It has 6 magic daggers. You can use a bonus action to throw one of the daggers, making a raging attack with it, provided you have a free hand. And when you hit one of these with these daggers, roll a d6, and you get either acid, cold, fire, lightning, poison, or thunder, and a d6 damage added onto the dagger. So you can basically bonus action, throw a dagger, and it does 1d4 plus 1d6 of one of these different damage types.
That's actually pretty fucking cool. Does it like go back into the thing
and
automatically?
If you miss, it reappears in your bandolier.
Oh, boy.
But you can still retrieve them, though.
No, you cannot retrieve them. As soon as they leave or whatever, they come back to the bandolier.
But wait, hold on.
How many daggers are in that?
6.
But you can only use it 6 times and then you can't use it anymore?
1d6 missing daggers reappear on the bandolier's empty sheets daily at dawn.
Understood.
Very nice.
That's a $600 item, if you don't mind. Gauntlets of Ogre Power. I don't think you'll ever be able to buy these probably here, but it's something to look forward to. 1,400 gold pieces. Your strength score is 19 while you wear these gauntlets.
What's your strength score right now?
It's 16, so not that far off.
Oh, a Giant Slayer sword. Gain +1 bonus to attack rolls made with this magic weapon. And when you hit a giant with it, it takes an extra 2d6 of the weapon type.
Wow.
And it must succeed on a DC 15 strength saving throw or fall prone.
Jesus Christ. How much is that?
That one is 800.
Okay, we do need to buy that eventually.
There's a Mace of Disruption. Whenever you hit a fiend or undead with this magic weapon, it takes extra 2d6 radiant. And if the target has 25 hit points or fewer, it must succeed on a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or be destroyed.
Whoa.
On successful save, that the creature becomes frightened of you until the end of your turn. So even on a success, they're still frightened, the undead.
So this thing just kills undead?
Yeah, yeah. And while you hold this weapon, it sheds bright light on a 20-foot radius. Pearl of Power. When this pearl is on your person, you can use an action to speak its command word and regain one expended spell slot. If the spell slot was 4th level or higher, the new slot is 3rd level. So up to 3rd level.
Okay.
You can use the pearl. You can't use it again until next dawn. But it's good if you need if you're out for a long time.
Yeah.
And then a robe of useful items, because of course.
Yeah.
That's 800. Is there anything that caught your eye that you're thinking of doing?
Nothing for me.
I like that bandolier.
But seriously, joking aside, how fucking badass would that be for Sif? Like,
it's really cool.
It's the coolest thing.
Especially if I'm like trying to do some sneakies undercover.
I mean, the pearl is obviously good for me, and the robe of useful items is good for anybody.
So Dudley, what is your, what's the protocol on haggling? Do you guys do that here, or is that
as long as it's agreeable and, we don't get too testy. If we start getting upset, perhaps we walk a couple paces back and take a deep breath.
Yeah, that sounds great. Look, listen, so this is a thing that's happening right now. I don't know if you know this, but the Jotun Giants are heading...
Where are we at? Are we at the north?
You are in the north, but you're not the northeast. But so
is that where the Giants are from?
The Giants are from the Reaching Mountains, from the really north part of this.
I don't know if you're aware of this or you heard the scuttlebutt around town, but the The word is giants are coming south, and they plan to take the Gloaming Crag. Then they plan to take Bearheim. Or it's Bureheim. I get confused.
Bearheim is successful.
I think it's very acceptable. Fitting, you know? But they're coming south.
Mm.
Right. So the time to make money is very limited. Also, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we have connections with the lady of the, you know, what's her name?
Johanna Honeyhair. That lady you have connections with?
Yeah, oh, Johanna, of course.
Johanna
we're very
Honeyhair.
Close with what's her face?
We're working very closely with Johanna Honeyhair on the defense of the town. And I think these daggers would really do wonders in helping aid the town in its time of need.
I would have to agree. So, as you know, they are 600 gold pieces.
Yeah, I do know. And that's what I'm saying is like maybe, just maybe, you know, in defense of the town, possibly your life, maybe they could be a little bit cheaper.
How cheap are we talking?
And what price can you put on the sovereignty of Bjornheim?
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's a damn good line, too. I don't even know what sovereignty means. But that sounds smart.
Okay. What are you thinking?
I don't know. If I start saying something, I'm just going to look at your face and you'll kind of use that as a guide. So if I started to say kind of like three...
No. Come on. Don't be disrespectful.
Okay,
now.
Okay.
I thought we were friends.
Okay, yeah. I want you to make money.
Yeah, yeah.
So right, that's like cost. Like we start going up to like $450 sounds great. That's what
sounds
I was going to say,
good.
Man. $450.
I can do $450 if you're defending good old Bornheim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it. Like if
Bornheim?
And I was...
We don't, you know, sometimes I'm deep in the cups here. I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. I'll take that bandoiler anytime. $450 for a bandoiler?
Yeah, gold pieces, please. We don't do dollars up here no
Oh,
more.
No. Okay, yeah. That's so Beckian money. Okay. Yeah.
$450 is good.
450 gold coins for my man Dudley.
Yes.
Listen, you ever need help with anything? You know, you got some work or maybe you want to get some magical items off your hand for like, you know, favors. You let us know. We're very capable.
Mm.
Very, very capable. He's like a wizard, man.
Yeah. I've heard this story before. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I like the cut of your jib. Okay.
Yeah.
But what else can I help you with?
I guess like also like. Do you know anyone that does shit for boats? Like maybe like gold inlay or someone that can like carve like a cool like mermaid-y type thing for like the front of the ship?
No. This is the bare necessities here. We don't really do anything nautical. I'm sure there's somebody by the dockyards that might be able to do something for you.
Okay, that's cool. Is there like a place called like the Sea Bear or something? Like,
I'm sure there's something out there.
The water bears, you mean?
All right, that's great. So I'll wire you the...
Yeah. Well, you don't have to wire it. Just count it and put it right here.
Okay.
Anybody trying to try anything?
So you want something from here, don't you?
You're talking to Carl. Nobody else can see who you're pointing to, Christian.
Well, what do you want? You want that pearl, I bet, right?
I would like the robe. The robe, honestly. That seems like a payout. Like that robe, we might end up making more off of it than we spend.
Business investment. I like that.
Yeah. And like we might get a couple of ladders out of it.
How much money do you have?
I got 620.
Okay. Hey, Dudley.
Yeah, Sif.
Hey, now you know how you hooked me up with that sweet deal because like, you know, we're defenders of this great, great city state called Bearheim. Bjornheim.
Bjornheim, yeah.
Yeah, like this great place, like, and I know you guys are hospitable and you care about the place. Yeah, like, so can he get that discount too? Like,
Phil. All y'all are here to save Bjornheim. I'm sure we can work something out. I'll check in with Johanna, make sure y'all are good. And then,
So that robe is 800?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, it's a good robe. It's a good robe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Craftsmanship. Yeah. Wonderful. Chef's kiss. Listen. Can you give a similar discount to my friend here? I mean, I think that's only fair.
You know, you're probably right. I can work down a little bit.
So like 650?
700 seems pretty good.
Is it because he's a bird?
Well, no. It could be very valuable. I don't really know.
But
until
like,
it
also
it
could
on.
Be like a dud. Like, you know, sometimes you got the grab bag and you get boned and it's like
sure,
not really
sure.
good.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
How do you know?
I don't.
You don't think so, bro?
I just don't think so.
All right, so 700. How much you have, Carl?
I got 620.
All right, look, this is what
you're... Quickly write it down.
All right, your Uncle Sif, he's going to help you out. You know, we're business partners, we're friends, okay? So this is unknown.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Or like I could just give it to you, but you also need to share with me sometime, you know?
Okay, we'll see what kind of patches this thing generates.
Yeah, like, then also like, you know, in capers and such.
All right.
Sometimes like withholding information from Bastion. He's just a...
I want to have a little bit of spending money left over. I don't need a ton, but like I can really, like 600 kind of sucks. I'll have 20 gold left. Let me, just a second. What's your name again, sir?
My name's Dudley.
Dudley
Softball.
Terrible with names. Goes right through my head. What if I throw in a scroll of night vision?
Okay, I might be able to get 100 gold for that. I'll take 100 gold off your top.
Okay,
how about that?
That sounds pretty good.
So that'll be 600 for the robe.
Yeah.
How much money you want to play with?
I'd like to have a little more than 20. Let's say put in 550.
You want me to give you 50?
Sure.
This is what I'll do because you're such a mensch. I'm going to give you 80 gold, okay? That gives you plenty to play with.
That sounds pretty good.
And you don't forget your Uncle Syphilis.
Okay, so you have one robe of useful items. We will handle that in a second. I want you to roll 4d4 first, and then Joe, what are you doing?
So my main goal is to get the plate armor taken. From Michael Axemall, retrofit it to fit.
Retrieved is even a good word.
Or, I mean, I'll try. I have a small gambit that's probably not going to work. Hey there, Dudley. All right. So I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but I have a set of plate armor, perfectly sized for a dwarf.
Ooh, stout, short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you be interested in exchanging that one for one of our sized?
We do get a lot of dwarves in here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth having. I definitely have more bear folk armor than I do dwarf armor.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, that seems amicable to me.
Dudley, you're a fucking hero.
Thank you. You know, it's not often that people say that, but Dudley Softball is a hero. I mean, he might not be out there killing people, but he's giving them the stuff to do it. So I figure, I guess I should be a hero. You know, you're right. You're right, Bastion. I like that.
Thank you, Dudley. I mean, really. Here's this.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blood on this. You could have cleaned it before you brought it in here.
I tried to wipe it off, but it just kind of rubbed it in. Are you interested in any other stuff that's kind of bear size? Feel free to say no, but the splint armor I'm wearing, no longer need it.
Okay.
I have a chainmail size for a bear. No longer need it. Yeah, I don't know. Are you interested in any of that? I might also have something else.
I'll give you about, there's some chinks in this armor.
There's some stuff in this one.
It seems like you felt, geez. All right. Well, you know, for both of these, I'll part with about 60 gold. How about that?
I'll take it.
Is that something?
Yeah, that sounds like a deal, especially with you exchanging, you know, that for me. I appreciate that, Dudley. That sounds great. Honestly, this was a lot easier than I expected. Dudley, I thought there would be some back and forth. I gotta just say, this is the most pleasurable buying experience I've ever had.
That's really nice of you. And you know what? I love you too.
And I will recommend anybody I see to come here to the Bear Necessities, and specifically to come visit you at the Right to Bear Arms.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now, is that everything for everybody? Has anyone else wanted to try to get health potions or anything?
I didn't roll for my robe of useful items.
Okay, so we will get into that now. Roll me 44.
A 1, a 1, a 1, and a 1.
Oh, you only got 4?
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay. So, you're going to have...
Can I inspiration that?
Nah, I think you'll be all right. Go ahead and roll me D100.
That means you get 4 items?
4 rolls on D100.
Whoa, it could be 16.
And he got 4.
Damn.
I told you it was a fucking bust.
It's a bust.
So 4 rolls on a D100?
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
It does suck. 29, 43, 2, and 45.
All right. 29 is... This is already 10 gems worth 100 gold pieces.
Okay.
Each.
All right. Well,
made
any
the
more
money.
These robes, sir?
Oh, God. 43 is a wooden ladder. 2 is a bag of 100 gold. 45, fuck me, a riding horse with saddlebags.
So this patch summons a permanent corporeal horse
with saddlebags.
With saddlebags
that you can put your $1,000 worth of gems in.
What do I do? Like, I can't dismiss the. So, like, I have to really be careful about what I bring the horse out, because, like, God. Then I have a horse I have to take care of. I can't dismiss him.
You could take the horse out and sell the fucking horse, Jason.
I don't really want a horse.
Yeah, because we have a horse if we need a horse.
You give someone the patch, though. You're just like, here's the patch. This is good for one body horse. So because it saves space.
Just throw it on the ground and a horse will appear.
Also, standard on it is a sack, a dagger, a bullseye lantern, a steel mirror, and a 10-foot pole, and hempen rope 50 feet coiled. And it has two of those. So two of each of those things. So you have quite a bit of stuff on here, and it pays for itself. So it is worth the investment.
Very nice.
Do you pull off a patch of gems now and be like, all right, here's your money back, Sif?
I do. Tempted to just buy the pearl now, too.
There you go.
Why not?
Yeah, I really should. I do have a feature that lets me do that, but it's effectively just an extra third level spell slot, which is pretty good. So I'm just going to tear the gems off now.
Okay.
So that's 1,000.
Yeah, so I imagine this robe doesn't have all these patches on it, but when you throw it around you, then they start to come clear. Immediately, the gem patch, and you just drop it on the table, and all of a sudden, 10 gems fall out worth 100 gold pieces each.
Now, are you still going to get a discount once he sees that you have a pouch full of gems?
No, I don't think so.
You didn't see that. I pay Sif back that 80 gold.
Okay.
So I have 1,020 right now.
Yes.
And how much was that?
Pearl of Power, 700.
700. I'm just going to fucking buy it.
All right, go for it. It does require attunement. So yeah, 700. But you have a free spell slot up to third level. You guys end up spending a lot more money than you came in with at the bare necessities. Is there anything else you want to do before you guys bed down?
Nah, I'm good. Like I said, I at some point would like to see family, but I really don't need a scene. That's just what Bastion would do.
Okay. So you guys end up getting all your stuff you need, getting ready for the next day, and you guys bed down for the night, I imagine. I don't know where you guys would stay here. Probably go back to the Hive.
No, I invite everybody to my family's house.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Yes. Okay, cool. I like this. I definitely want to roleplay this out, but we are so close on time.
Yeah, we have been going for a very long time, and it is very late at night.
Yes. So we'll catch up in the morning.
Yeah.
But you guys bed down for the night at Bastion's old house. What does Bastion's old house look like, real quick?
Oh, it's humongous. So I wrote in Bastion's backstory that he came from a pretty well-to-do family in town. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's, parents were like, in some of the like local government. I think he just has a room that is humongous, that is just full of like dumb stuff, like instruments he tried to learn how to play that like have just a bunch of busted strings. Instead of like getting it fixed, he just bought a new one because his family was kind of wealthy at the time,
right?
One humongous bed that I make everybody sleep on with me, like just California or no Alaskan king, whatever the biggest bed is.
I love it. I love it. I imagine that it also, like, anything that you made from your childhood has not left this room.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Like your first dream catcher you ever made, like all the shit that like you did in bear school or what have you. So you guys come into this very cozy home, very large room, and there is only one bed, but it is plenty big for all three of you.
Guys, we're gonna sleep over. This is the first time I've had a sleepover since the incident. All right, everybody.
What does that
mean?
The incident? Is that like you wet yourself?
We'll talk about it later. Good night, guys. This is so cool.
Oh my God.
Sif, let's wake up in the middle of the night and do something to Carl. Like, kill him. No, that was what happened in the incident.
You guys all bed down for the night, and sleep takes you feeling pretty completed. Like, you've done something here. You've set out to do something and you did it. Whether it was exactly the way you should have or whether it was kind of, ham-fisted. But you know what? It got done. And for that, you should all be rewarded. You are all now level 6.
Ooh, nice.
Thank you, Zach.
Yes. What did you take, Joe?
I think at level 6 for a paladin, all you get is Arva Protection. I say all you get, it is very, very good. Anybody within 10 feet of me gets to add my charisma modifier, which is +3 for now, to any saving throws. Mm-hmm. So, including myself. So, I currently have a +7 for my charisma saving throw, plus my aura protection, which is another 3, so a 10 for charisma saving throw. And it's just, yeah, so pretty damn good ability.
Okay. And that's, there's nothing else? You don't get extra attacks or anything?
I don't believe so, no. Okay. I got my extra attack at 5.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we still got away. It's still 10, I think, until another one.
And I rolled, I believe my hit dice is a D10. Yes.
Please roll a D10.
I rolled a 9.
Oh, what's that bring you to?
So I was at 51 plus 2 from constitution plus 9. So 61?
Is that right? Ooh, you son of a bitch.
No, wait, 60. Is that 62? Yeah.
Yeah.
62. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm very tired.
Yeah. It is late to you. Carl, what are you doing?
Carl is, feeling the call of the void pretty deeply.
I like this.
And has become frustrated with his fruitless endeavor into geomancy, as fascinating as he found it and as interesting as the Fey Road travel was. Didn't really need to be a geomancer to travel on the Fey Roads. It can still just be a neat little hobby he has, but he is feeling pulled towards necromancy.
All right, I dig it. Honestly, for our listeners, geomancy just wasn't panning out.
And yeah, mechanically, it's very clunky and practically useless.
And not to mention, Jason rolls like dog shit. So, yeah. And it just took up too much time. We're going to find a good story reason to have it here. It's going to be cool. But what do you gain from necromancy? So since we'll just basically swap out all your geomancy stuff, necromancy now, you have what?
Basically, not a whole lot happens. I get a little bit of health back when I kill something.
Okay.
But more importantly, I can summon a spooky skeleton or zombie. Yeah. Or any corpse or pile of bones I find or create.
That's very disturbing. I think it is fitting that since you've been using Ray's sickness this whole time that you've decided to delve deeper into the dark arts.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, honestly, and there is a bit of story in here where, like, you know, we sort of have talked offline, but, like, you know, perhaps in your backstory there is some sort of dark magic stuff. Also, there's the connection Zach has made with the books, so it's not like it's completely out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's not as hand wavy as it could be. Like, oh, I don't like geomancy, I'm gonna switch. I think it makes sense for him to have his attention drawn to some other aspect of magic. And what, you know, kind of with geomancy being kind of fruitless.
Yeah,
yeah. We're what is this, episode 20?
Yes.
And he's yet to have a useful proc of any kind on a geomancy.
It's really cool. It's just not right yet. It's close.
Yeah,
needs to be a little more powerful.
Yeah, lore wise it's very interesting, and like mechanically, like, yeah, I guess lore wise and the way you use ley lines and stuff, like, that's really cool, but it doesn't actually amount to anything like story wise I guess it does, but not right. Mechanically in fights.
All right, wizards roll a d6 if I'm not mistaken for health.
Do this offline. That's a 4.
All right. 4 plus your constitution modifier brings you to a shiny.
I'm at 35.
35. Still thin. Still a little thin.
Yeah, yeah.
Still a good giant hit from being dead, but that's cool. Sif, what do you get?
Well, I get expertise. So 2 of my skills will get expertise, which
what are you selecting?
Is pretty helpful. Deception. I feel like I've been lying pretty consistently throughout the whole entire campaign.
Yes, this is very
so
true.
I feel like I am honing that to a razor razor's edge. Very sharp. And then sleight of hand. I feel like I've definitely been pilfering some things from time to time. So now I'm just, you know, leaning into the sleaze, baby.
I like it. I like it. And you roll a D8 as a rogue.
I rolled a, like a 1.
Ooh, I don't like it. You can roll again.
It's a 2, Zach.
All right, that's better. What's your con modifier?
I think there's precedent where you were like, no, we don't do ones.
Yeah.
Well, what's it called? I thought it was like, if you roll below half, you just get half. Was that
Yeah, you can either roll, if you roll below half, you could take half.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could roll, so.
Yeah, so should we retcon say, would you have taken the half had you have known?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fucking, I would just take the average.
So you'd be 5 plus your con mod, which is?
Well, it would be 5 plus 2.
Yeah, so 7. So.
Yeah, so I'm at 49 max hit points.
Hell yeah. Okay. Pretty good. So everyone is starting to get a little bit more beefier, feeling stronger, and feeling like they've actually accomplished anything. Joe, what do you dream about, you think? What does Bastion dream about being back home for the first time?
I mean, I don't think there's much to dream about. I think it's like the first restful night sleep he's had, and it's like one of those where he's like excited that all of his dudes are there with him, and he closes his eyes, and it feels like it's been 1 second and the sun's coming up. I don't think there's any dreams.
I like that. I like the idea that this has been the first sleepover since the incident. So it's like, it's happening again. And nothing bad happened. Sif, what's your dreams?
I think it's like one of those dreams. It's like I have a bunch of different dreams throughout the night that kind of morph into different things. Like one's like I'm reunited with Melanie and we're just, you know, lustfully laying in bed doing things that rat folks do when no one's watching.
I love it. I love it.
And then there's like this another one where I see little Melanie. She's running towards me with arms wide open. I'm running towards her and she runs right by me. Ooh. Turn around. Oh. And she jumps into the arms of the Rat King.
Ooh. Oh my God.
That's some good shit.
And I scream loud in my dreams. I said, no.
I dig it.
And then I have another dream where I look at myself in a lake of water and I see myself.
Uh-huh.
And someone throws a pebble and the water ripples.
Uh-huh.
And then when it reconstitutes, I see myself looking at the Rat King's face.
Ooh, I dig this. Oh, take inspiration. I love it. Love it. Love it. Carl, what do you dream about?
All kinds of, like, I'm itching for this book so badly that I it's just all I can, I'm just sort of fixated on it and I'm thinking about all sorts of
horrible things.
Yeah. My dreams are quite unthinkable and just sort of all kinds of arcane horrors.
I love where this is going.
As I ache for the book.
Yeah, I imagine you like in the Upside Down in Stranger Things, where you're just like in this black space, and there's just like a chattering in the distance, and you kind of look up and you could see like eyes opening and closing, mouths opening, and you see your book in your dream.
Mm.
What do you do?
I reach out to it.
You reach out to it, and like you have the force, it kind of flies to your hand and just opens in the top of it. And it starts flipping through these pages, and you can see that it's been added to. And in there, in the language that you have learned, which now you know is Voidspeak, it says, "Soon, my kin, soon." Oh. And that's where we're going to cut.
Shit. Fuck. Okay.
God, what a dirty fucking bird.
We would like to thank Kevin McLeod from Incompetech.com and Michael from Game Chops for allowing us to use their music in this episode. Music is licensed under Creative Commons. Also, check us out on Instagram at Adventure Public Radio. Tweet at us at APRPod. I want to hear from y'all. One more thing. Tell your friends, tell your nerds, tell your geeks how awesome this adventure is following these furry and feathery heroes as they travel the lands of Midgard. We're getting bigger with every episode, and it's thanks to you guys and girls. Thank you for listening. Now here's a clip that didn't make the take.
Let's fully roleplay out this hand of, what are we playing, Texas Hold'em?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Go behind, grab them.
All right, I got a three of clubs.
This is the worst audio. Yeah.
It's fair.
This will probably get cut. Remember when we played? What was that game we played where I just played poker the whole time?
Oh, I don't.
Western Legends.
Yes.
I there for that? Oh, I was.
Yeah, you could play poker within the game.
Remember, you could kind of do whatever you wanted, and Jay just gambled every single turn for the whole entire game.
That was my experience with Red Dead Redemption, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every time I found a poker table, I'm like, I'm in this. Wait.